Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As of this hour, the night is warm and clear across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, while Jerusalem remains comfortable under the night sky. Eilat is slightly cooler, providing a pleasant evening for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reported 5 hours ago that IDF strikes killed 6 in Gaza, including an 8-year-old boy. Israel briefly closed crossings amid ongoing Iran fighting. Also, the Forward noted 2 hours ago that Israelis face yet another wartime flare after Iranian missiles flew toward the country on Sunday night. Also this hour, JNS reported 7 hours ago that any strike on Israel's north will prompt a reciprocal strike on Hezbollah strongholds. Israel Katz made this clear. Separately, I-24 News stated 19 hours ago that Iran continues its ballistic missile attacks toward Israel since Sunday night, damaging houses in Samaria but causing no injuries. And finally, Axios noted 22 hours ago that Israel struck Iranian military targets following an Iranian missile attack. This marks a new phase in the conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago about the impact of President Trump's calls for restraint, saying Iran is actually listening to him. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, revealed earlier today that President Trump warned Prime Minister Netanyahu about the risks of going back to war with Iran, suggesting Israel might find itself fighting alone. Mark Dubovitz, a policy expert, wrote earlier that the Iranian government structure is largely a fiction, highlighting the limited power of its presidents. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report from earlier today. IDF strikes in Gaza resulted in the deaths of 6 individuals, among them an 8-year-old boy in Jabalia. The strikes also targeted and killed 3 top Islamic Jihad operatives over the weekend. This escalation led to brief crossings, closures, intensifying the region's tension. The situation remains volatile for civilians in the affected areas. Turning to the Forward's coverage, Israelis once again faced missile attacks, taking to Facebook from safe rooms to share their experiences. This is becoming a distressing norm as Iranian fire persists. The constant threat significantly affects the daily lives of Israeli citizens and their sense of security. Meanwhile, JNS reported that Israel Katz emphasized the IDF's stance on retaliatory strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. His assertion follows ongoing tensions in Israel's north, indicating a potential for further military engagement. Such developments could impact regional stability and international diplomatic efforts. In earlier reporting from I-24 News, Iran's missile attacks have damaged homes in Samaria. Despite no reported injuries, the attacks highlight the persistent threat to communities in the West Bank. These actions exacerbate the existing hostilities and pose challenges to peace efforts. Finally, Axios highlighted Israel's strategic move against Iranian military targets following a missile attack. This response marks a new phase in the conflict, emphasizing Israel's defensive posture. The strikes may influence future diplomatic negotiations and military strategies in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reported that Wix's CEO supports Willow, a startup that raised $7 million for AI agent control. The platform aims to enhance visibility and governance in enterprise AI deployments. Separately, Ynet Business mentioned that Tel Aviv stocks are losing momentum. Investors are questioning the rally behind TA, 125 gains due to stretch valuations and security concerns, although the index remains up this year. And finally, Globes revealed that AI and Rafael are withholding government dividends to cover debts owed by the Ministry of Defense. These debts have surpassed the NIS 10 billion mark, affecting financial planning for defense manufacturers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday, Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.